This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Qarun was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. Number one. Number two, Qarun was a Muslim. Number three, he was the great, 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 great grandchild of Ya'qub alayhi salam. And what destroyed him? Pride and arrogance. Wealth came to him. He had so much wealth, it was unbelievable. But he rebelled against Musa alayhi salam. The earth opens and takes him in, and down he will go right till the day of judgment. Why? Because of pride and arrogance, rebelling against Musa alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. After praising the King of all Kings, the Master of the Day of Judgment, the One, the Only, Allah Azza wa Jalla the Mighty, and sending salutations on the Imam of the Prophets, leader of the Prophets, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Muslims, in this day and age, when you tell people that fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah, they make a mockery out of you. If you were to walk the streets and you were to ask people that repent and turn to Allah, Allah will forgive you, you will have people with pride and arrogance, and they will mock you and they will ridicule you. How many times have you heard that you come across people when you tell them fear Allah because what they are doing wrong, they mock you? Who are you to tell me? The same arrogance Fir'aun had, the same arrogance Shaitan had, the same arrogance Qarun had. And when at the time of Nuh alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, for 950 years he called people towards Tawheed. And when Nuh alayhi salam, when he used to talk about Islam, the people were full of pride and arrogance. They put their fingers in the ears. Why? Because they believed that they were better than Nuh alayhi salam. At the time of Musa alayhi salam, Pharaoh thought he was the best. Pride and arrogance destroyed him. And another thing, that when you meet Muslims on the streets, they say that we are better than that person. How many times we have people on the streets, they will judge other people. How many times we will have people on the streets, they will judge other women. How many times we will find people on the streets that they will go around because they are praying, because they are practicing. They go around and make a mockery out of everyone who is not practicing. This is what you call pride and arrogance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever has an atom of a pride, Allah won't look at his person who he is. He will fling him face down in the fire of Jahannam. And when you tell people about pride and arrogance, they say, well, Fir'aun was a kafir. Shaitan, he's doomed for Jahannam anyway. But I got some information for you. Qarun. Yes, my friends. Many people and Muslims believe that Qarun was a kafir. He wasn't a believer. But I got news for you. Qarun was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. Number one. Number two, Qarun was a Muslim. Number three, he was the great, 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 great grandchild of Ya'qub alayhi salam. And what destroyed him? Pride and arrogance. Wealth came to him. He had so much wealth, it was unbelievable. But he rebelled against Musa alayhi salam. The earth opens and takes him in, and down he will go right till the day of judgment. Why? Because of pride and arrogance, rebelling against Musa alayhi salam. Because he thought that he knew better, he knew more, and he had a better understanding than Musa alayhi salam. And if you are out there listening to this message, you are not better than anyone else. Why? Because only Allah knows what is the condition of the heart. Only Allah knows how sincere you are. It could be possible there are people out there that you ridicule, that you mock, and you make a mockery out of her. They are better than you 1,000-fold. This is why. Repent. Return to Allah. Don't be that person who will go out judging people and slandering and backbiting people because you think you are a bad boy, you are better than everyone else. And those who slander and backbite and mock other people and make a mockery out of people, remind them of what Imam Shafi'i rahimullah would say: say what you wish in abuse of me, for my silence towards the idiot is indeed my answer. Man's not at loss because he does not befit a lion to answer the dogs. Refrain from judging people and making a mockery out of them and making people believe that you are better than everyone else. People have weaknesses. Just remember that. It could be possible that today you are a perfect believer, but tomorrow you wake up and you might be doomed for the fire of Jahannam. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Mighty, that Allah makes us from amongst those people who repent, who take this pride and arrogance out of our hearts, and make us humble for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Mighty. So till next time, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.